This podcast is for informational purposes only. We are not medical professionals and do not provide medical advice. Consult a healthcare provider for any health concerns. Opinions expressed are not a substitute for professional medical guidance.
This edition of the Optimize We podcast is brought to you by the Biohacking Index. Visit biohackingindex.com for ratings and reviews of your favorite wellness solutions and wellness providers. Hello, and welcome to the Optimize We podcast, where we share biohacking truths and no BS. I am joined today by Phil Wilson, who is the founder and CEO of Relax Saunas. Now, Phil, you have been so gracious to bless us with our own unit at home that we use all the time. But you are in a place in Las Vegas where it's even hotter, and you are used to it because of your amazing sauna. So tell me a little bit more about Relax Sauna, the heat benefits, and how you came to found this company.
Well, I'm the founder of Relax Saunas of Momentum, which is the marketing company for the Relax Sauna company in Taiwan.
Oh, cool.
I did not manufacture it. They found me because I was very prolific in 2002. Talking about another portable sauna that I had had for a year. They called me up, said, hey, the Relax Sauna technologically is far more therapeutic, far more technologically advanced than any other sauna. And it's hard for people to take that as truth because they paid $8,000, $10,000 for a infrared wooden sauna that looks like beautiful, you know, beautiful wood, but it's not the heat. That this is not. It's the Relax Sauna is an energy chamber, healing a frequency, energy frequency chamber. It is not a sauna. Far infrared saunas are not saunas any more than a prairie dog being called a dog. Far infrared energy is a frequency that is emitted by the emitters. And the Relax Sauna excels because we give you 100% far infrared ray. So we're the only true far infrared sauna. Other saunas are full spectrum or mid, near, and far. And the near infrared energy is nice, but it only penetrates 1/16th of an inch. And it's good for the skin. The mid infrared is good for the muscles, but the far infrared is good for the skin, the muscles, the bones, the core of the body, and more importantly, it vibrates the water molecules. So the purpose of a far infrared sauna is one and one only, and that is to vibrate your water molecules. Now, the reason it can do this is because we send you the correct frequency, the frequency of water and the frequency of human energy. So it's really a frequency emitting machine, and the heat inside the sauna has very little to do with the therapy. And so I find it humorous, people saying, well, what's the temperature in the sauna, as if that's the therapy. You know, that's the byproduct.
Well, I think a lot of people make that mistake because they've only heard of the types of saunas that you might find in Europe, or you might find in a gym where you kind of, you know, pour water onto those hot coals. And so the hotter, the better, right? All of those saunas have a little temperature thermometer in them.
Yes.
And that is not infrared heat. That is steam heat or just heat, dry heat. And that's usually coming from an electrical source. It's not a good energy, right? That's kind of one of the energies that you might want to. It'll help you sweat and detox, but there's a lot of other frequencies out there that we spend a lot of time, money, wearing things, putting stickers on our phones, plugging things into our home. You know, those are supposed to protect us from those negative frequencies. So tell me a little bit more about the difference between near and infrared light, because the first time I ever looked at a red light panel, I was very confused because it looked like some of the bulbs had blown out. but they were blown out in a pattern. It was every other bulb was blown. So is that that's the far infrared are the ones that you can't really see, right? That's not visible to the eye?
Not really.
Okay. Tell me, educate me.
You know, there's a lot of red light energy devices out there, and a lot of them have red light and near infrared light, and they are helpful for people. I was talking to a lady who said it really helped her, but of course, after she got the relaxed far infrared sauna, then you're finding out she's getting a lot more benefit as well. So, you know, you never want to denigrate good products and technologies. The right now there's a lot of hype on red light. Mm. They are good, and a lot of people are having benefits. And the same with near infrared lasers, that is a one frequency like 980 or 880 or 900. Those are good, and they do something. But but the red light and the near infrared and PEMF and microcurrent technology, and even the great hyperbaric chambers, and ozone is wonderful. And I've been promoting ozone since 1988.
So what did that woman look to you for? Like what was the benefit she was looking for? Because I know a lot of people like myself, I'm really just looking to like sweat out whatever toxins I've either put into my body or have been kind of forced into my body with the infrared sauna.
That's the benefit you get from far infrared rays, because if you see, none of those technologies vibrate the water molecules.
Huh.
So it's the vibration of the water molecules that is key. And I can, and I will go into a lot of detail of what vibrating the water molecules do.
So now these are the water molecules in your skin?
In your body.
In my body. Because our bodies are made up of more than 70% water, as we've learned, right?
Dr. Gerald Pollack, in his book, The Fourth Phase of Water, declares that 99% of your body is water.
Right.
You know, I mean, you've got water molecules. 70% of our molecules, I think, are water. The 99% of your body, because every other cell in your body has water in it. And so it's the far infrared sauna, the relaxed sauna, is all about the water. And Dr. Yamaguchi, who's done a lot of research in Japan, has said that the 7 to 14 micron frequency, that's the magic frequency. And when you do an assay on the frequencies emitted by all the infrared saunas, I think the relaxed sauna is the only one that gives you 100% 7 to 14 micron frequency.
Wow. I did notice, so a couple of things about the relaxed sauna versus other saunas that I've tried. And you can take the energy frequency device and put it into a box if you want, right? Like a wooden box. But the container that it comes in, which is great for my hair because I can just put my hair up and I don't have to wash my hair. Doesn't ruin it. Has basically like a tent that you sit in. And it heats up very quickly. So a lot of other saunas that I've been in take at least 20 minutes to a half hour to heat up. This heats up in 5 minutes or so, and you can see it in the back if you're watching this on video. But for those listening, you've probably seen it before. It looks like kind of a floating head outside of a black or silver box. The cool thing about the relax sauna is that I actually sweat in it. You know how many saunas I've been in that I don't actually sweat in?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so many saunas that you get in there and you get hot and maybe you have a couple little trickles of sweat coming out. But when I get out of there, I am soaked. It's like I've gone swimming.
Yes, and that's the idea.
Yes.
There are two kinds of treatments you can use with a relaxed sauna. They're both extremely effective, and one is a very profuse sweat.
Mm.
I was talking about Dr. Yamaguchi. He was doing the research in Japan about the 7 to 14 micron frequency. He says that energy and only that energy will vibrate your water molecules. Now, when you vibrate the water molecules, that's going to weaken the ionic bonds.
Right. And when you're weakening the ionic bonds, that you're helping to get rid of all the gunk.
Well, yes, because see, water traps poisonous gases.
Okay.
When you weaken the bonds, those poisonous gases, namely carbon dioxide and sulfur dioxide, are released from the body along with heavy metals.
Wow.
Now, Dr.
It's really important because what we don't realize is that it's not just the toxins in our food, like the glyphosates and that kind of thing, but there's so many heavy metals that we're ingesting all the time.
Yes.
And even in our medication and our supplements, we have heavy metals in our water systems. So even if you're drinking out of a glass bottle all of the time, you're still ingesting lots of heavy metals, which can lead to so many different conditions, like lots of autoimmune conditions. It can lead to an overload of toxicity. And so you need to get all of this out of your body.
Yes. And the microplastics and the glyphosates and all the toxic poisonous chemicals and drugs and everything that's in the water. These things, you know, when they're released from the body, you feel better, just like a car with a clean engine drives a whole lot better than a car with a dirty engine.
Which is why you change the oil, right?
Yeah, that's also correct. Yes. You know, the bodies, when you cleanse the body, when you detoxify the body, when you see, washing machine is a very interesting machine because, you know, people tell me that the water is going to go through the solid clothes. And I say, yeah, right. The water is going to penetrate the clothes and wash every fiber of the clothes, which is obvious is what it does. But we find it weird that the invisible light is going to penetrate our physical body and cleanse every cell of our body the way a washing machine uses water to cleanse every fiber of the clothes.
Wow.
I mean, it's a cleansing going on. You're not just talking about sweating.
Right.
And even if you don't sweat, you're going to get benefit. Now, I don't know if you ever stopped at 5 or 7 minutes and didn't sweat, but you can go in the relaxed sauna with your clothes on for 5 to 7 minutes, and I can guarantee you that 50% to 100% of any stress or any pain that you have will be
gone.
50%, 100% gone in 5 to 7 minutes with your clothes on without sweating.
So there are a lot of times when, I mean, I've got 3 of my own daughters and a bonus daughter and, you know, running around, running businesses and doing all of the things all the time, getting everybody to sports and school and play dates. No one's driving yet. So mom's the Uber driver. So I sometimes only have just a few minutes to do my biohacking for the day. And the relax sauna is definitely something I know I can do for just a few minutes. It's like,
and the beauty of it, it takes 30 seconds to preheat, not 10, 20, 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's why the relax sauna is ideal. I mean, who wants to go into a sauna for 25 minutes to let it preheat to experience 5 to 7 minutes of wonderfulness?
So we have, you know, a whole world full of people who are like high functioning, crazy people, right? Especially I live in New York. So in New York, you know, nobody slows down. Nobody gives themselves time, especially moms. I'm going to call out all of you moms out there that don't spend any time on self-care. And so this is an easy thing for us to do, but it's also easy for us to take with us wherever we go. So this summer, I've been traveling quite a bit with my family, and I can take that with me. I actually took it with me to ski season because, A, I'm up at 5 a.m. freezing my tuchus off, you know, for the whole day, standing on a ski mountain for 30 seconds of glory, watching my kid come down the mountain racing. And so the best thing I can do afterwards, especially because there's no healthy food on the ski mountains, and so I have to bring my own stuff, and oftentimes I'm too tired or, you know, just don't have time to do it. So I'm not eating great. I'm, you know, everybody's drinking alcohol afterwards to try to stay warm, you're having a little bit of bourbon. So you need to sweat out those toxins as well. But it's, to your point, it's not really about getting that good sweat, although it does feel really good in the winter. in the summertime, I know if I can get in there for 5 to 10 minutes, even if I don't really break a sweat or I'm not soaked, I do feel the difference. And I am stacking it with some other things. Like I'm taking a glutathione nasal spray, and then I take zeolite afterwards to help amplify the detoxification process. Is that something you recommend?
Yeah, my background is that I opened up a health food store in 1980 in Columbus, Ohio, and I was distributing to other health food stores and health professionals massage tools and the cutting edge herbal products that would help you detoxify and feel like you're very clear mentally and very tuned in, grounded wise spiritually. And those are the kind of products I've been doing since 1971. In other words, I was one of the original biohackers before, decades before they coined the term.
Right.
I just called it looking for minimal nutrients that you could put in your body that would help, because I have a degree, an honors degree in mathematics, and 4 years studying the foundation of mathematics in graduate school. And so I was always wanting to be creative, you know, 100% of the time, which I realize is an illusion. You know, you just have to get in the present moment. And that's what the relaxed sauna does, probably better than any sauna out there, because when you increase body temperature by vibrating the water molecules, see, if you have 100 people in a small room dancing,
right,
it's going to get hot.
It is.
All the water molecules in your body are dancing or moving around or vibrating. Your body temperature is going to get hot. And Hippocrates is going to then chime in with his, always chiming in saying, find me a way to create fever.
Mm.
And I will cure any disease.
Mm.
Now, if this would be headlines on every newspaper in the country tomorrow, this would be profound.
Mm.
I mean, you're saying all you got to do is increase your body temperature.
Right.
And any disease you can cure, Hippocrates? And he said, yes. And then they shackle him and put him in jail because it's illegal to cure, unless it's beef. I think we can cure beef. That's allowed. But we cannot cure people, because the United States has made it a law that you cannot do that. Because, and in a sense, it's true.
Yep.
You know, you access in others the ability for them to heal themselves. You're not doing the caring. But, and the relaxed sauna does this because it gives you 100% of that far infrared light between 7 and 14 microns. And Dr. Yamaguchi adds that is the antidote for warding off microwave EMF caused by these devices.
Mm-hmm.
This is a microwave emitting device. You know, people say, oh, for years and years, beware the television screen, which I've always ignored, but beware of the microwave that I'm, you know, leery of. But they say that microwaving water is not the best thing in the world to do, and that the frequency emitted by microwave, that's why you're wearing your little pendant to ward off the EMF microwave frequencies. Well, what's very interesting, I have a friend in Oklahoma and Tulsa, and he uses the relaxed sauna radiator outside of the sauna and says that's the best, that is far more effective than any of the 14 EMF protecting devices that he has. And so
there are EMF devices that emit a frequency, right, that block other frequencies. And then there's some that actually use the water molecules in your skin. So does the relaxed sauna actually stimulate the water molecules in your skin to create like a protective barrier, kind of like some of the other devices that I've seen?
Well, the what the relaxed sauna does, it vibrates all the water molecules, and the frequency of it is like Dr. Yamaguchi also says that the far infrared between 7 and 14 micron frequency antidotes sunburn.
Really? Interesting.
That means if you have a sunburn pain of 7 or 8 and you go into the relaxed sauna, in 5 to 7 minutes, all of your pain will be gone.
Wow.
Every time.
I'm Italian, so I don't often get sunburnt, but my kids do, who are mostly Irish. They've got that Irish skin. And that's, you know, that's really the only detriment to getting sun, right? You want to get sun on your skin. You don't want to use all those toxic chemicals, sunscreens, and that kind of thing to prevent sunburn.
The sun is a healing device. The sun is wonderful. Dr. Lorraine Day pointed out about 50 years ago or 40 years ago that people do not get skin cancer from the sun.
No.
They get skin cancer from the toxic foods that they have been eating.
And there's so many different things that people 50 years ago talked about. And you were an OG biohacker back then, because biohacking is exactly what you just described. It's supporting your biology and naturally healing itself, right? Supporting your body and naturally healing itself. And so there's a lot of funny business that's happened for the last 50 years, mostly for profit. And it's unfortunate because a lot of us have gotten sick and have died in the process subscribing to a lot of this nonsense. And you've seen it firsthand.
And nonsense comes from the word, it does not make sense.
Right. It does. Yeah. And when you were first opening up your shop.
Yes.
How did you go from, because most of the naturopathic shops that I've ever been in, you know, maybe they have some organic food and they have supplements and maybe they have oils and topical things and good skin care and hair care and that kind of thing. But you were actually selling devices as well.
Well, I started off in 1973 part-time, and then in 1976 when I ended up not getting a master's degree in math, and my job that I had lined up to teach at a junior college, mathematics, obviously fell through without the master's. I couldn't get a job, and so I jumped off and started selling these herbal vitamins in 1976 full-time, which I did full-time until 1980. And then I opened up an office and then started carrying other products like massage tools, massage sandals, inversion machines, rebounders, the Master Cleanser book by Stanley Burroughs. And then I started carrying the Dr. John Christopher herbs.
Wow.
And learning a lot about that. And then I got into the tonic herbs, like the shiitake mushroom extract back in 1980. I was selling Chinese herbs in 84. I was selling green powders in 1984 to health food stores. And I was selling essential oils to health food stores in 86. And chlorine dioxide I was selling in 1988 to health food stores. And,
what does chlorine dioxide do?
It detoxifies the body. It cleanses the body. It's one of those go-tos. The Relax Sauna, the Master Cleanser Diet, and MMS are three of my main go-tos.
Okay.
When all else fails.
What is the diet that you follow?
Well, at that time in 1971, after I had a Kundalini awakening, I spent about 8 months where 80% of my diet, believe it or not, was figs, dates, and cashews. And I was almost like a fruitarian, but I'd eat yogurt occasionally and fruits and vegetables. And I was just, you know, meditating and doing yoga 6 hours every morning. And because of the experiences I had previous to that, I had an out-of-body experience. And I was a mathematician trying to do math, and all of a sudden I lost interest in doing math because the inner awareness, the becoming aware of beliefs I had that no longer served me, and then dropping them, that was more fun than solving math problems. It was solving problems that dealt with the biology of the body, of getting the body to function more therapeutically. That was my prime, you know, of being aware, of being alert, of being in the present moment. And incidentally, the Relax Sauna is by activating the parasympathetic nervous system is one of the best things in the world to get you in tune. It's like the one of the best biohacking machines out there is the Relax Sauna, because it gets you into the present moment. And when you're in the present moment, that's when all the magic in life happens.
It's true. And we very, as I mentioned before, we're all running around like chickens with our head cut off most of the time.
And until we awaken to the fact that we're doing that.
Right. Awareness is key. And when you're sitting and you are releasing stress, right, the endocrine stress, lymphatic stress, you know, there's so many different devices that are out there, but in 5 to 10 minutes, you can release 50 to 100% of that endocrine stress. You start to drain your lymphatic, and you're also protected. I didn't realize that about the Relax Sauna, because there's another device that I actually have plugged in my house that uses the water molecules of your skin to protect you from harmful EMFs. This is just something that I think is, you know, looks cool. There are little balls in this necklace that are infused with quantum energy. But again, like too much energy, I'm a very sensitive monkey. And so whenever I'm around like negative toxic people, I get really kind of closed off and skittish. When I'm I just took my kids to an amusement park, and that was overwhelming for my central nervous system and for my body. And so I need to have a little bit of positive energy to block out the negative energy, but I have so much positive energy within me that I'd like to just hang on to it. So it's great that the Relax Sauna not only can help get rid of the negative stuff, all the stuff that I don't want in my body, but it can help me kind of protect and give me what I need in return, all of the positive frequencies, as well as holding on to the positive stuff that I do have.
Well, what we want to do is we want to, you know, like when you increase body temperature, Hippocrates suggested, and when the water molecules vibrate, you're going to increase the circulation. Now, I was talking to Dr. James LaVille, who has a couple days ago at a conference, and he was saying he knows about our technology and has been recommending to a lot of people, he told me. But a lot of people have never mentioned to me until, for the last 23 years, he's the first one to point out, like we've been promoting since day one, since I've been promoting the Relax Sauna for 23 years, is that the when you vibrate the water molecules through the far infrared energy, the angle of the two hydrogens and the oxygen goes from 32% to 27%.
Huh.
This makes the water molecule smaller.
Right. I was going to say it minimizes the water molecules, which helps them penetrate.
This makes the blood cells smaller.
Right.
It actually dilates the blood vessels. Huh. And that's why the circulation increases. That's why people with high blood pressure say, gee, my blood pressure has been lowered through using the Relax Sauna. Far infrared energy will always lower blood pressure. It will increase the circulation, so stagnant areas of the body, which can be breeding grounds for mold and bacteria, will no longer be around.
Well, there's a lot to be said about candida as well. So, you know, candida as kind of like a mold, a dysbiosis in your gut, which can end up in your bloodstream, but then also cross the blood-brain barrier. So you're not just working on cardiothoracic issues, right?
Yes.
It also can help minimize all of the other toxins that are in your blood, which cross through the blood-brain barrier, which can lead to anxiety, depression, brain fog, early onset dementia.
Yeah. The whole ball of wax.
All sorts of stuff. So I didn't realize how powerful this device was until, you know, this interview, and that this is why I do this, so that I can continue to deepen my understanding. But I always like to caveat it with, you know, this is my experience, this is your experience. You are obviously talking to a lot of people who love the Relax Sauna, but what about clinical efficacy? Tell me a little bit more about what sort of research trials you've done.
Well, you know, there's an article on Reddit.com that came out in February of 2017 where the guy, you know, noticed a lot of research on the benefits of far infrared wooden saunas. And he said, wow, if these portable $250 Amazon saunas can do it, this does, that'd be incredible. So he bought one, and he tested it for every minute for 25 minutes. the body temperature, the outside temperature and everything, and found out that it only, that machine, that sauna only raised body temperature half a degree in 25 minutes, and it did not have any effect on the heart rate variability. Now, the heart rate variability is the way you measure a device to see how therapeutic it is in terms of saunas. And so he bought a $500 Amazon sauna with great reviews, reputed to be one of the best, and got the same results. Then he got the Relax sauna. It increased body temperature 2.9 degrees in 25 minutes, and the heart rate variability increase just blew him away because it was so much more than what the research on infrared saunas is supposed to do. And he was really into cold showers and said, you know, I'd love to recommend the cheaper saunas, but they don't work. You know, but the relaxed sauna does, and especially cold with, you know, paired with cold water, you know, afterwards. He was just...
And the relax sauna is not that expensive. You know, you're making it sound like it's not that much more than it's $1,500 and $2,100, right, for the...
Well, if you're in 2024, but in 2025, it's $1,700 and $2,300.
Okay.
Raise the prices in 3-4 years.
As you should, because look at what's happening in our economy right now. It's hard to distribute things. It's hard to manufacture things. It's hard to import things. And everything's being taxed and tariffed and all of that. So
it
makes sense to me.
There is no $8,000 sauna that can do what the Relax sauna does therapeutically. We sent the Relax sauna, a $1,400 portable sauna, and a $250 Amazon sauna to Harvard MIT Science and Technology Lab, and they gave us a report that the Relax sauna frequency was 7 to 14 microns, and that it was 100% far infrared ray, and that the Relax sauna frequency compared to the other two saunas, the therapeutic value was 3.5 and 4.5 times more than those other saunas.
Wow.
We had 1/12 the EMF of the low EMF $1,400 sauna, and that sauna was only 8% far infrared ray, 37% near, 37% mid, 55% near, and that Amazon sauna was 100% near.
Wow.
And it's only the far. The far is what penetrates 2 inches into the body, and then the water molecules talk to the other molecules.
Right.
Near infrared only penetrates 1 to 2 millimeters, or about 1/16 of an inch.
And that's, so there's different use cases for different places, right? There's there's a lot of med spas that are using both near and infrared light for dermal issues. I'll say, like, whether it's scarring or it's acne or producing collagen so that we don't look as old as we are without jabbing ourselves with tons of toxins. The main benefits that have been studied in lots of clinical research, so there's probably thousands of papers that have been written on sauna alone.
Yes.
I think what you're talking about is how Relax sauna is different from these other portable saunas and even their more expensive wooden cousins, you know, the wooden saunas that are honestly a lot more than $8,000. I've been looking into all of the different types of saunas for the Biohacking Index, and I found saunas that are upwards of $50,000 that claim to be as powerful as something that you're charging $1,700 for.
You know, that is true. And it's when I first got involved in the Relax sauna industry, or the sauna industry, 23 years ago, you know, in my naivety, I loved the Relax sauna, and I'd had a previous sauna that was at that time was $700. The Relax sauna was $800. And there was a night and day difference between the Relax sauna and that sauna. But at the same time, before I got the Relax sauna, I just loved that sauna. I thought it was great. And I have an analogy. If you live 5 miles from a grocery store and someone gives you a vehicle and you say, oh my gosh, this bicycle is so incredible. I get to the grocery store and I can carry some groceries back with me.
Right.
And I say to that person, hey, I got another vehicle. It's a lot more effective. And you said, that's right, I got a vehicle. I love my bicycle. And then finally, you know, a month later, I'm saying, hey, I'm going to the grocery store. Come with me in my Mercedes. And and the guy comes along and says, oh, my gosh, I can't believe the difference. I can even bring the groceries back with me. This was quicker, more therapeutic. And so, you know, all the saunas are going to be good. I mean, when I used saunas when I was 16, I always loved saunas. And when I first saw this other sauna at a spa show, I was so excited that I could have a portable sauna in my house. Oh, my God. And then 2 years later, I got a call from the Relax Sauna Company saying they spent from 1987 to 1997, 10 years, finding a way using semiconductor chips, much more technologically advanced than the primitive technology of carbon panels used by most sauna companies.
Right.
And that this gives you the exact frequency that your body needs to vibrate the water molecules. And when I got that sauna, I mean, instant on, not, you know, it didn't take me 18 minutes to sweat. It took me instant on. Instantly, you felt loved. You felt like a warm blanket. You felt like you're basking in divine love. Your grandmother was giving you a loving hug. No other sauna. Now, we have 900 video testimonies at conferences. I've done over 500 conferences in the last 23 years. Wow. And my company, thousands. But of this, people say, you know, at these conferences, I feel loved.
Oh, wow.
They don't say this about other saunas. And that's the difference between the far infrared energy between 7 and 14 microns, which is the same frequency as your body. So if your body's at the water's at 8 microns, your body's at 9.4 microns, and this is pointed out that the frequency that we generate is 9.4 microns, which is far infrared energy, by Dr. Sherry Rogers in her book, Detoxify or Die, when she introduced to the world and spawned the far infrared sauna industry in 2001. That it's that frequency. And so if that's what you are, and I give you the 7 to 14, which is the same as 8 and 9.4, you're not going to notice it because it's the same frequency as you. So it's going to be absorbed into the body and it's going to penetrate very deeply. Near infrared is like from 0.76 to 2 microns. That is so far away from your frequency that we resist it and we recognize it's there. And that causes resistance, and therefore it's a harsh compared to the soft, loving light.
That's beautiful.
That's why we get better results.
I need to read that book, Detoxify or Die. That sounds like
it's
good book.
Classic.
But yeah. But I also do feel a difference when I'm, you know, life is stressful. It's always stressful.
Right, and yeah.
You can never get to a place where you're zen all the time, right? As much as you meditate, unless you're a monk and you're completely insulated from everything else, you know, you're not talking to anybody, you're always exchanging energy. We are energetic beings, which is why we use heart rate variability monitors, as you were saying. That's basically measuring the energy that is being provided by our heart and seeing how that energy fluctuates based off of what we're doing at that particular time, whether we're sitting in a sauna or we're on a vibration plate or we're getting an injection of a peptide or whatever the biohacking modality is of the day that we're measuring.
There's a chiropractor who had his Apple Watch on when he got in the relaxed sauna a few months ago, and his heart rate variability was 50. When he got into the sauna, it went down to 30. When he got out, it went up to 136.
Wow. Wow.
That's what he said. And he instantly bought one.
Wow. Well, I would too.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of energy and frequency and toxins and all of this stuff that's like circling around us all the time, one thing that I have to ask you, so when you're heating up plastic or you're heating up nylon or adhesive as you're using in the tent, isn't that harmful? Doesn't that produce some sort of harmful off-gassing?
Well, the Relaxana is a tent is made out of polyester, and there's a silver zirconium coating. That the purpose of the silver tent in the Relaxana is to be a mirror for the light, because you remember it's a light and it's invisible, and the speed of light is 186,000 miles a second. This is why we can sell the Relaxana for $1,700 instead of $8,000, because we don't have to have the semiconductor chips in every and create EMF. We don't have to have electricity. The only electricity in the Relaxana is by the feet on the right and the left of the feet. And we have four people in Southern California and Arizona who go into houses to make them EMF safe. And these people all own Relaxanas.
Okay, good.
If you go to YouTube and put in Relaxana testimonials, there's about 900 video testimonials of people raving about what the Relaxana did in terms of their arthritis, their restless leg syndrome, the Lyme disease. We have five cancer clinics to sell the Relaxana. Dr. Brian Clement of the Hippocrates Institute travels with the Relaxana. When he travels, it takes 3 minutes to set up, as you know, 2 minutes to tear down. It fits in a carrying bag. It fits in a Samsonite Omni 28-inch spinner suitcase. It fits in that. You can travel with it on the plane. The convenience of it is one. I mean, I could give you 10 good reasons why it's more convenient, but then I could give you 10 more reasons why it's more therapeutic. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. Rebecca Harder had written a book. She was a colon hydrotherapist and operates a hyperbaric oxygen clinic. And she'd been selling wooden saunas. And after 10 years of just saying, I have a wooden sauna that couldn't possibly do this cell phone with a desktop computer could do 10 years ago. No, the Relaxana is far more therapeutic because it gives you the correct frequency. And a lot of people don't realize, like what Angela Drake, and she's a detox specialist in Las Vegas. And she said, all saunas are not alike. She gave away her higher dose blanket. She gave away her $1,400 portable sauna after she got the Relaxana, because she felt not just detox, but she felt revitalized from using the Relaxana. It's way, way different. And that's what people don't seem to recognize.
I see Angela Drake, Awake with Angela Drake on Instagram. And I need to be introduced to this woman, because she's a mama. She's a health coach, kind of like I am. She seems amazing. So now, when you are at these conferences, how do you get people to, with all their clothes on? Because most people, like, they get kind of dolled up to go to these conferences, right? They shower before they get there, and they do their hair, they put their makeup on. How do you get them to get into the sauna so that they can feel that warm hug, that warm embrace?
There's two things I say to them. Okay. And if one doesn't work, then I do the other. I say, it feels like your grandma's giving you a loving hug. And when you talk about babies and animals and grandmothers, people melt. So I work on their hearts, and they said, that sounds good. Some people say, not my grandma. And I said, well, the loving grandma that you always wished you had. And then I casually mentioned that 100% to 50% of your stress and pain will be gone, guaranteed, in 5 to 7 minutes without fail, and you will not sweat. And with your clothes on, guaranteed, you will not sweat, and that 50% to 100% of your pain will be gone. And then people who had no interest getting in the sauna, all of a sudden, well, maybe I'll try it, because they've been sitting there with a 6, 7, 8 pain, you know, quietly grinning, you know, or grin and bear it. They were bearing it. And then they go in, and I have seen 30,000 minor, major miracles. If you could be a fly on the wall, listening to what people say after they've been in the Relaxana, you know, that you would buy a Relaxon in a heartbeat. This one guy last week in at a massage show in Las Vegas, he'd been doing bench pressing for 5 to 7 months. His pain was a 7 pain. Right. 10 minutes gone. 10 minutes later, I put him in again, and he did another 10 minutes, and he couldn't quit laughing and smiling about how happy he was, because this, I mean, is this legal, people question? I said, yes, and in all 50 states, it is legal.
That's amazing.
Very, very therapeutic.
Well, and so being at a conference in general is typically, it's usually freezing in those conference halls anyway. So sometimes people want to get a little warm hug from grandma anyway.
Yeah.
But then also, it's not really relaxing being at a conference. You're surrounded by people. It's loud. You're trying to listen or learn, and maybe you want to get to the Relaxona booth, but there's like 17 people deep, and you can't get in there, and so you're stressed out, and you only have a little bit of time, and then you also want to see Joe Dispenza speak on stage or somebody else speak on stage. And so it's great to take a couple of minutes to just explore.
I trick people.
Yeah, you trick people into
Get in for 30 seconds. They won't get in for 5-10 minutes, but they'll get in for 30 seconds, and sometimes not even that. So I got to do 10 seconds, and I get them in, and then they stay for 5-10 minutes because they don't want to leave because they feel so damn good. I mean, it is a respite. It is a respite, yes.
Well, and there's a lot of biohacking tools and tricks that you can do that are not so fun, right? There's a lot of foods that you can incorporate into your diet. Like the glutathione nasal spray that I use is disgusting. It's disgusting. Like I don't even want to kiss myself when I when I have that in my nose and I'm digesting it. So I appreciate the fact that there's a lot of health benefits to Relaxona, a lot more than I realized coming into this call. And that also it's enjoyable. It's fun and it's relaxing, and it's something that when you feel it, you don't want it to stop.
No, it again, activating the parasympathetic. And this one guy a year ago, conference in New Mexico, he got in and said, "Oh my gosh, I can feel the mitochondria in my hand. I feel in my legs, my chest, my brain." He said, "I've got $6,000 machines that cannot do this, let alone in 30 seconds. Right. And again, in a heartbeat, he bought the Relaxona. We've tested the Relaxona about 7-8 years ago. We were at a conference in Florida for medical doctors, and the guy tested, this friend of mine got in the sauna for 20 minutes. He measured her joule energies, and he said, "I've never had anyone do 1/4 the benefit that the Relaxona gave." Yeah.
Wow.
And Karen Russell, you know, her blood report after 2.5 years of coming back, way out of balance with the mercury and the lead, normal after 1 month, she lost 67% of her cellulite. Yeah, and then after that, and she said her skin was no longer dry. Everyone tells me that my skin looks really, really pretty. You know, I'm a man, but I it's okay.
And you're not a spring chicken anymore. I'm in my 40s, and I don't do any Botox or fillers or any of that kind of stuff. My kids, my daughters who are teenagers, have more skincare than I do. I'm the worst. I went to Sephora to get some makeup for my wedding, and I'm like, I don't know any of this stuff. I know none of these brands because I don't use any of this stuff. I use castor oil and C60 on my face. That's it. And then I go in the Relaxona and I have a red light panel, and that's it. That's what I do for my skin. I drink lots of hydrogen water. So from the inside out, I'm replenishing. I take a couple of supplements, but not a crazy amount. And my skin is glowing. I mean, you can tell. I don't really have filter on Zoom, but I mean, I'm almost 44, and
I'm a double digit too. I'm 77 now.
I like it.
But a castor oil. We've been selling castor oil at my health food store since the early 80s, and I still have it in Columbus, Ohio. But the main of my attention is put on the Relax Sauna because it's the pinnacle. It's the pinnacle of all the products I've ever sold, ever promoted, that have the biohacking effect we want to get us into the present moment, to help us feel more alive or grounded. See, it's, again, we talked about we can't be in that creative space all the time. And if we just feel grounded and tuned in and relaxed and connected, whenever we need that energy, it'll be available to us. In other words, it's not always having to feel it, but it's knowing that divine love, that divine creativity is always accessible to it whenever we need it. And that's the trust factor. You don't have to feel alive and ecstatic every moment. You know, you just flow with the punches. And the Relax Sauna has been extremely helpful for getting you into the right space. You know, other saunas will activate the parasympathetic, but nothing. You know, like I indicated earlier, I've never heard anyone go into a Finnish sauna. There's a lot of research on those. Now, the sweat from a Finnish sauna is 2% toxins, and the sweat from a Farnford sauna is 17%. Mm. Dr. Geaton points out, who talks to all medical students in the first day or whatever, he says that if you have sweat, that being in the relaxed sauna or any sauna for 15 minutes, he says, is like a 45-minute cardiovascular workout or a 4 to 6 mile run. In other words, it's very passive exercise. But all the research you've heard on all the Farnford saunas and on all the Finnish saunas, the relaxed sauna, and I can't express this enough, is different. It's far more, the difference between an infrared sauna, the chasm of difference between an infrared sauna and a Finnish sauna, there's the same chasm of difference between a relaxed sauna and any other infrared sauna on the market. I could be wrong on this. This is my opinion, but we do have research, you know, backing this up a little bit. We're doing more and more research on the relaxed sauna and finding out that it does raise heart rate variability more than other saunas.
And I can validate that with the Biohacking Index, which is the reason why we created the Biohacking Index, for both doctors and users of different products to verify that these are efficacious solutions for optimizing your health. And that's exactly why we also started this podcast, is to dive in deeper, because a lot of people have questions like, you know, when you heat up the plastic, does it break down? No, it doesn't off-gas, right? Does it omit negative frequencies? No, it doesn't. It actually helps to block negative frequencies. So there's a lot of questions that I had coming into this that you've been very helpful in answering and elaborating on.
If you had a huge health problem and the Relax Sauna fixed it or helped catalyze the fixing of your health problem, then all those questions are moot, you know?
Right.
It's like, you know, people come to me and they talk about EMF as if I'm on the Harry Potter scene and people mention Voldemir and they're scared, you know, and usually it's the fear of EMF is 100 times more dangerous than EMF. This
stress.
Cell phone, you know, has 100 times more EMF than any household appliance. And even though the Relax Sauna is the third and seventh lowest of the EMF of the 21 most commonly used household appliances, vacuum cleaner, blender, juicer, all those, you know, emit EMF, and less and less, more and more people are not concerned about the EMF coming out of the relaxed sauna, because a household appliance can't be nearly as bad as the Wi-Fi in the hotel you're in, or the cell phone, you know, if you don't carry a cell phone.
The phone charging next to your head. And it scrambles up all of the good frequencies that we get from, you know, being present, from feeling relaxed, from being in parasympathetic, from grounding, as you're mentioning before. It's a very important message. You're 77, I'm 44. It's a very important message for our younger generations to,
yes.
You know, you do have those little slits so you can multitask and be on your phone while you're in the Relax Sauna. But if you can, take 5 minutes to not do anything. Pray, meditate, just sit, relax, sing a song, enjoy the break that you're getting, because we don't often do that enough. And so when we're constantly in fight or flight, when we're constantly stressed out, when we're allowing our bodies to produce lots of toxins, like all those endotoxins and lymphatic toxins, and we're not giving ourselves that big warm hug from grandma and the time and space to really let ourselves be grounded. I mean, that's the biggest message that I've learned today, is that the Relaxon is not just a great way to detoxify. It's not just a great way to heal from lots of different types of illnesses, reduce pain, inflammation, and stress, but it's a mental health tool. It's a grounding tool as well.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that even though Dr. Christian Northrup, when she first got in the sauna and bought it a couple days later, this is like 18 years ago at a Louise Hay conference, she said, "I can't believe how good it feels in 30 seconds, and my hair doesn't get messed up."
That's true.
But
it's all about the beauty.
Yes, you can put your head inside.
You can.
And this lady who wrote a book, Infrared Illuminated, all about the benefits of far infrared saunas, she's been using the Relax Sauna for about 2-3 years. And then she decided to put her head in. And she said, "My hair is growing like crazy." You know, so there's so many benefits, you know, when you're basking in divine love. And I really say that the Relax Sauna, the Dr. Chang and his team of scientists deserve the Nobel Prize for creating this frequency, because it's the same frequency as us. And it's sort of like it puts us in the state of divine love. And this is the best I've ever seen of any machine on the planet that gets you into basking in divine love. It's not the same thing. It's a step-down version of divine love in a box. And the light bounces off the sides and you absorb it. It's like a break. It's like it's a reset.
It's a reset.
And, yeah. And now tell me, you know, you started to indicate what the Relax Sauna has done for you. You know, when you first got it, did you expect it to do what it did? And what did you experience?
Well, thank you for asking me that question. So I should have said this at the beginning, but I 7 years ago, almost eight years ago now, I was double diagnosed with a dual autoimmune condition, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. And similarly to a lot of other ladies who have autoimmune conditions, my hair fell out in big clumps. I had big bald spot in the back of my head.
Looks gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. And rheumatoid pain is just awful. And I was in my 30s and I'd wake up every morning just unable to get out of bed with three little kids at home, and my wrists would hurt and my ankles would hurt. And so immediately, if I'm feeling a little bit creaky, because I know that there's certain foods I need to avoid, alcohol, toxins, you know, stress, anxiety, but it's almost impossible to avoid all of that in a normal life, right? As a mom, as an entrepreneur, as a wife, as a, you know, friend, as a daughter, as a caregiver. And so when I do start to get a little creaky, when I go in the Relax Sauna, to your point, within 5 minutes, my creakiness is gone. I feel like the Tin Man getting oil finally for my achy joints. So it has been massively impactful for me, but it's also been massively impactful for my kids who are coming off the ski mountain. Their muscles are achy. And even my 10-year-old, she loves going into the Relax Sauna. They go in there, they read a book, a real book, for 30 minutes every day. That's their deal with their grandfather, actually, has a deal with all three of my kids. They read for a half hour a day, and they fight over who gets to go in the Relax Sauna to read. So that's, you know, they each spend about 10 minutes or so in the sauna, and then they can get under the red light and do some other things too. But it's been really impactful for all of us to just slip into a place of feeling safe, comfortable, loved, happy, free and clear of pain and achiness.
You know, there's some families where the kids have always grown up with the Relax Sauna in their house, and they ask their friends in school, "Well, how often do you go into your Relax Sauna?" They said, "We don't have one." How can you
get one?
How can you survive? It's like when I was growing up, if people didn't have a TV, you'd be surprised.
Right.
You know, now, of course, when I was little, you know, my father sold TVs. We were one of the first people in the whole city of Gary, Indiana with a TV, you know, but it's the foundation. You know, as a matter of fact, the relaxed sauna will transform your house into a home.
Yeah.
Because where there's a home, there's a place, there's a hearth, a place of warmth,
a place where
you can go to get connected to that which you are.
And even if you live in a small apartment like what I grew up in, you can still have a relaxed sauna in your living room.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, if it's something that's this valuable, you'll find a way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, it's just such a treat.
It
to
is.
Be able to have this accessible, because I do it 20 minutes every morning, and it puts a cup of coffee to shame. If I do it at night, 10 minutes, it takes me about a half a second to fall asleep. I usually fall asleep in the sauna, and then the rising heat after 8 to 10 minutes wakes me up, and I said, okay. And then, but it's something that, it's just such, so wonderful,
yeah,
to have it accessible to you. And like, you know, I think every ski resort ought to have these.
I agree.
Emergency room in a hospital, the teacher's lounges, you know, every office has a place, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, my soon-to-be husband, we're getting married next week, is a fireman. Very important for firemen coming out of toxic environments. So he uses the one we have at home all the time. And they have one in their firehouse.
Nice.
But he prefers the relax sauna.
Well, there's a man by Walter Cross in Tennessee who's been recommending the relax sauna for 15 years. And he I think, runs a fire station.
Yeah.
It's one of the many things he does. And yes, because the burning of plastics is one of the worst things you could breathe into your body.
No, and everything's made out of plastic these days. So whenever you're going into a fire as a fireman, especially even if you're wearing that mask, it's still getting into your pores. It's getting into your hair. It's really bad. But Phil, I am so grateful for your time and explaining all of this to me. I am a truth seeker. I like to know exactly what, you know, I'm doing for myself, for my family. I have felt the benefits of Relax Sauna for the last year or so that I've had it. I'm going to take this on the ski mountain and show all the ski mountains that we race against this upcoming season that they need to have a Relax Sauna at every race for all of the kids to get into.
And I know you're from New York, but the Dodgers asked us to send 2 Relax Saunas to the Met Stadium when they had the National League Championship Series. And so we sent them 2 more saunas. They've been using the Relax Sauna for 3 years now.
So cool.
And they beat the Mets both those 2 games and went on to beat the Yankees for the World Series. And I got a picture of one of their players in the Relax Sauna at Citi Field.
I'm calling up Steve Cohen as soon as we hang up the phone. As soon as we hang up this call.
we delivered about 3-4 months ago. We did deliver a sauna to the Mets, and they were impressed.
I'm sure they were.
And there's a few other teams, yes.
Every team, every family, every firehouse, every school, every ski mountain, we all need to get Relax Saunas. And we do have a code for $100 off, which is WE Club, W-E Club. I'll put it in the show notes too. Phil,
where do they go to use that code?
Oh, relaxsaunas.com.
And that's Relax Saunas with an S.
S at the end. Yes.
Yes. People got a money back guarantee because you can't try it, but it's got 30 days. But you know why people don't return it?
Because they love it so much.
Yeah, because they love it so much and they won't be able to use it the next morning.
Exactly. Exactly.
That'd be traumatic, and they're trying to avoid trauma.
Yeah, I'm trying not to have any trauma in my life, so I need to keep my Relax Sauna. Well, Phil, thank you again. I appreciate all of your time. We'll get more research done on the Biohacking Index, more efficacy for this. But there's already thousands of research studies. You have 900 video testimonials and growing. And I know that by the end of 2025, this is going to be the hottest biohacking product on the Biohacking Index. So everybody watch out. Go to thebiohackingindex.com.
That's great. Thank you so much, Lindsay. It was wonderful.
Thank you, Phil. See you soon.